Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, get ready for passion, perspective, and your chance to react.
It's time for the longest-running postgame show in Milwaukee.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Now is a great time to order your hat trick package, including a stylish limited-edition hat, plus tickets to three Admirals games for only $69. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for more info.
Now, two baseball guys who tell it like it is. Your fan hosts, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tim Allen.
It is a final from Minneapolis, and the results are not good. Brewers get a beatdown by the Twins, 11-4 the final. And welcome, everybody. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Tim Allen and Anthony, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is supposed to be right there in that chair right there.
Yep.
He's not here. Chris is behind the glass over here. It must have been the quick game.
Yep.
Just kidding. Yeah, he'll join us here in just a second. He's down the hallway. All right, Brewers get their third straight loss here. And they get swept in this two-game set in Minnesota against the Twins. Matt Garza, just stick with the grind. Stay with the process here. Those are quotes from Matt Garza over the years. Man, he had a clunker in this one. 3 1/3, 8 hits, 8 earned runs given up, a couple of walks, 3 strikeouts. And what are you going to do? Those things are going to happen. It's the worst outing that we've seen from a starter in quite some time. So I'm not really concerned about the starting rotation here. They're going to bounce back. But, boy, not a good outing for Matt Garza as he gets just lambasted here, 3 1/3. And, again, 8 hits, 8 earned runs. He didn't break the rule of 9. You never leave your starting pitcher in to give up 9 runs. That's just a sort of a standard rule.
That's where we draw the line?
Yeah, although 9. I will say this, that these days in baseball, you really never know what the rules are and the unwritten rules are in the game of baseball. The game's changing just a little bit, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Some are good. Some aren't so good in a lot of people's minds. But Brewers go on for the 11-4 loss. Now just 3 games over .500 at 59-56. The elusive 60th win. Just can't get over the hump here. Goes back to Sunday's 2-1 loss. You lose last night, and you follow that up with, you had the lead in this game, 4-2 in the fourth. I mean, you hung in there for that. You're starting to get a couple of hits to drop. I like the trend that's going on for the Brewers right now in that regard, that they are starting to get some hits to go down. And for all the talk that's been the last 24, 48 hours on the bunting, it was just a fascinating day off for me, just to hear, just take a step back and just to listen to all that. You had an RBI bunt by Keon Broxton tonight, didn't you, Anthony?
Yes, he did.
So if bunting's a dying breed, then Keon Broxton should be benched tomorrow for not following protocol on bunting. But it was quite fascinating. Listening from a distance to and reading a lot of things on that. MLB Network, as a matter of fact, had some audio of Craig Counsell talking about that situation. So it did run a few ripples throughout baseball that Sunday game. And I know we talked in, in length that day on the bunt. And a lot of people believe that that wasn't the way to go. But that's, you know, again, I don't know if – well, I do know this. All managers wouldn't have made the same decision. That much I do know. We do know that Craig Counsell made that decision not to bunt, which was interesting on Sunday. But, you know, you got to follow that up with bounce-back victories. They didn't do that yesterday, and they don't do that today. Don't look now with the Cardinals win. The Cards, I believe, are just Anthony, you can check this out. Cardinals are just a game back of the Brewers now, are they not? Let's look at the NL Central standings.
Yeah, we got them loading up right now. Coming into play today, they were a game out. So, yeah, with that win today.
They should be one game back of the Brewers in this thing. Can't count out the Cardinals. And those of you scoreboard watching with the Chicago Cubs, they're down mid-game 4-1 in that one to the San Francisco Giants. So what we're going to do, we're going to find ways to stay a little bit into this thing and stay positive on this. I don't think there's any room for panic right now at all. Not at all. It pains me every loss. Trust me, it does. But on every loss, everyone says, well, now the shoe's going to drop, and it's just not happening. They're going to pick themselves back up. There are some things that I liked in the last few games, and so we're going to keep it positive. Are you still hanging in there with them? Because you've got Packers now, what, 48 hours from right now are going to be playing football. And this isn't Are You in the Dunn Club, but this is Point Out the Positives night tonight. They've lost three in a row, and we really could use it. I'm not sure that a manager does not slump. I think managers slump just like everybody else slumps. And I'm a little confused by the – normally I'm all right with Craig Counsell's handling of the bullpen this year. He's been doing an outstanding job handling the bullpen. He really has, despite the numbers, despite everything. He's been kicking and scratching his way with bullpen moves from day one, from the first day of the season. You remember that? Third inning, opening day at Miller Park when Junior Guerra got hurt. He's been scrambling the Jets on that bullpen all season long. As of late, I'll debate a few moves here and there, but we're always going to do that. But his handling of the bullpen has been good. I think he's just in a little bit of a, I won't say confused. I think just he's trying to figure things out a little bit right now. But overall, he's been doing an outstanding job with that bullpen. There's a positive right there. 799-1250, because I'm here. I'm hanging in. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care what happened the last three games. They are in the midst. It is August 8th. Tomorrow's August 9th. The worst that could happen on August 9th, 2017, is that they're 2.5 games out of first place in the NL Central. That's the worst it can be on August 9th. It's again, enjoy the ride has been thrown around there the last, few months, 2-3 months worth of baseball. Enjoy the ride, and I'm doing just that. Do I get a little gripey after a loss? Well, for sure I do in a pennant race. Absolutely. But that's part of the enjoyment, and we're going to point out some positives. Ryan Braun, multi-hit game again. Did you see his batting average yet, Anthony?
Sure do.
It's amazing. So here comes Ryan Braun. Domingo Santana with a three-hit night tonight. Keon Broxton is heating up. Chase Anderson will get his numbers on his rehab start tonight in just a little bit. There's help on the horizon. There's things to be way, way positive about. This thing is far from over. Far from over. 799-1250. So two in a row for Fat Dog here. Fat Dog, you go away for a year and a half, and now I get you to, what, 2 out of 3 games?
I've got a lot of downtime right now. Sorry. I've been going through a lot of health issues.
No, well, you're all right. Good luck.
Thanks. I just want to point out one thing. Like, the Brewers have not been blown out too much this year.
Not at all. These games are very rare.
Honestly, they've been in just about all the games. I think that with their starting rotation, when Anderson goes back, I think you move Garza long relief. I mean, he's pitching all right, but, you know, it's his contract year, and this is about the best you're going to get out of him. All right. But when they get Anderson back, they got a pretty solid rotation with a couple of the young guys.
I'll take that positive with Chase Anderson coming back. You're looking at, yeah. They said, three rehab starts? And so we're looking at another 5 days, another 10 days, 12, 13, 14 games. He's going to be back into this rotation. Yeah, it looks like.
He pitched pretty good in his rehab. I think he gave like two hits and one run in three innings.
Mm-hmm.
So, what they said on the tube. So
so there's a positive.
Yeah. He's going to solidify that rotation. And I think they got some good young pitchers for the future.
Hitting right now. You got to hit the baseball. You got to score some runs.
They got to play small ball a little bit. That's one of the greatest.
Oh, no.
Their
no, shame on you. Don't say those are swear words, small ball. In today's baseball, you can't say those words. Are you kidding me?
Get these guys on base, and you get the big boppers up who can hit the ball out of the yard.
That's the thing. If you're going to be reliant on home runs, it sure would be nice to have runners on base when you do it.
Exactly.
All right, very good, Fat Dog. Thanks for the call. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer enters the room.
You not know I was working tonight?
Yeah, I did.
We're doing positives on a night I'm working?
Yeah.
This would be like doing positives on a night Gary Ellerson was working.
No, positive would be that Chase Anderson is coming back in about 10, 12, 13 days.
Yeah, he pitched pretty good for the Timber Rattlers tonight. Only gave up a run. That was in the first inning. 3 1/3, couple strikeouts. He looked pretty good for the Timber Rattlers tonight from run I could read on Twitter.
Offense starting to come around.
Well,
they
look, I hate to ruin your party that you're having. Now, I don't know if you heard last night's show, but I yelled for about the first 15 minutes of the show, and then everybody called in and yelled with me for the rest of the show last night.
Okay,
I
was
about this Brewers team. You know, I'm going to ruin your show, so I just apologize right now. But I was so mad last night. I've been so mad since Sunday over this whole thing, okay?
Me too.
Now, and I give Adam McKelvey a ton of credit. Because I was hot about that not bunting play with Manny Pena. I was furious. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever the case may be. I read McKelvey. He points out why they shouldn't have bunted. With Manny Pena's, OPS, with high leverage situations, this and that. He's only got one sacrifice this year. He's only got like 12 his entire career. Blah, 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 blah. Keon Broxton's strikeout rate is the highest on the team. He was on deck. The pitcher was nasty, right? So I was like, okay, Adam, all right, I can get down with that. If that's your reason, okay, I kind of get down with it. I still rather would have at least tried, but okay, fine. And then yesterday, how did the winning run score? On a balk. How did that runner get the third?
Mm-hmm.
On a bunt. The very next day. Fast forward. Day three of the bunting fiasco, that is. Keon Broxton bunts in a run.
Yes.
And I immediately, from the fan Twitter account, tweeted out, bunt, capital letters, right? Everybody's going crazy. Tom Hargicourt from the Journal Sentinel tweets out, I guarantee you he did that on his own.
Okay.
Meaning, there's no way they told Keon Broxton to lay down that bunt at that point. He did that on his own. And if you go back a couple days prior,
Perez
bunted himself on, and same thing, guaranteed, that wasn't asked
there
for.
There seems to be some miscommunication between counsel and his players on this bunt philosophy
No. I think in most situations, these guys have the freedom to do what they want.
But so if your philosophy as an organization isn't to bunt, wouldn't you tell your players? Wouldn't you tell your players, hey, refrain from bunting, man.
Right.
We hit the long ball.
Well, that's what Maka did. That's what
Maka
did. Remember when Maka was here? That's what we played. We played station-to-station baseball. We weren't stealing bases. We weren't bunting. It was the Billy Bean style of baseball. That's what it was when Maka was here.
To be fair to counsel, he did say on Sunday there is a place for bunting, but that wasn't it.
But, Tim, we had Seth Everett on the Big Show like we do every Monday, and I brought this up to Seth, and he's like, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about it that way. Do you realize the manager of this baseball team, the way he made his living, the way he made his millions of dollars, is the way now that player is not valued anymore in Major League Baseball?
I talked about it on Sunday.
Right, the guy that
I said the same thing on
over.
Sunday. Maybe he was listening to the postgame show. I said the same thing. Everything we know of Craig Counsell is so against that philosophy.
Right.
Of not bunting.
Well, just because it's him as a player. Him as a player would not be valued today like it was 20 years ago.
No, I agree.
And you have him caught between a rock and a hard place. What he maybe believes versus what the organization now believes.
And I agree.
If you talk to anybody that covers the team, like McKelvey and those guys, they'll tell you that he buys into the numbers and the stats, and he's buying into all of that. And that's fine. I mean, I'm glad we're all on the same page here. But and then yesterday, the pitching staff completely just blows up. And part of the reason I was so mad was just because, like you were saying, managing a bullpen, how Council might be in a funk. Listen to me. So Suter gets through four. I'm on my couch going, dude, just don't give up the lead. So he doesn't give up the lead. I'm like, okay. In comes Hader. He was not on, okay? He was barely missing the strike zone, but he wasn't on. Base is loaded. Somehow or another gets out of it. They trot him back out there for the six, and I am just livid going,
hit
did
by
he
pitch
not...
and a walk.
Right. But I'm going, before he threw a pitch, I'm going, did he not just watch the fifth?
I know.
What is he doing? So now, boom, that happens like you said, right? Okay, fine. So now, post-game press conference, Council, Fox Sports Wisconsin, we're playing it back at the end of the night. Council goes, yeah, you know, Hader just didn't have it there for that inning. I paused the press conference, and I said, then why did you send him back out there for the sixth?
Because he had plans to get length out of Hader. Well, and he didn't change his plan.
That's just being stupid.
I agree.
That's
it's
being
not,
stubborn and going, you know what? McCarthy says, we're going to run the football. We've run the ball 12 times in the first half for 1 yard, but we're going to continue to run the football because that's the game plan.
Oliver Drake yesterday. Did you see that?
He
got an appearance.
One. Okay, there's another one.
The balk thing. Okay, so he gets an appearance yesterday. Do you realize the last time he pitched prior to yesterday?
But all these guys haven't pitched in a while because you've been running off the same three guys in the back end of the bullpen.
It was July 29th was the last time Oliver Drake pitched prior to last night's appearance.
Right.
This goes back. This bullpen management thing goes all the way back to Sunday. Sunday was a rough one for Counts.
But Tim, just think about this for a second. I don't care if Oliver Drake hadn't pitched since last year. The runner on third base was going nowhere.
I agree. Okay? He said Drake screwed up.
I went to your kids' youth baseball games. I go to our kids' youth baseball games.
Kids
I
jumping around like a jelly bean over there.
See
yes.
it all the time.
Yes.
We have a major league pitcher that got duped by that.
He got flinched.
Fast forward to the Council presser last night, right? Council says, looking back, maybe we should have went out there and talked to him.
Yeah.
What? But I was giving you all kinds of credit last night and today. And I said, you know, people get upset at Tim, including me, when how Tim says he would manage a baseball team. Over-communicate. Don't assume they know anything. Act like they don't know how to play the
game.
Don't
trust them.
Don't trust them. Because if you look back the last 3 days, that's exactly what we're talking about. And then Garza tonight with another little league boneheaded play. He screws up. Runners go on to second, and he holds the ball.
He can't throw.
Just throw the ball to second and get the guy out. Don't worry about the runner at third. That's the third out of the inning if you get him.
Well,
what are you doing? Then Braun last night. I told you I was fired up. This is still from yesterday. Braun last night. The ball should have gone to second. That knucklehead throws to third.
Yep.
The runner goes to second. Again, this is just fundamental baseball. This is not rocket science. The camera pans to Braun. You could see Braun, and I'm not a great lip reader, but I read his lips on this one. You could read his lips, and he said, stupid. And he was talking to himself because he realized he threw to the wrong base and caused them a runner over at second base. So all of this stuff for the last three games.
Three days.
You come on the air tonight, and you go,
I want to be positive.
Positives.
They're in.
No, you're kidding me.
They're in this thing.
I'll give you.
The non-bunt, okay, on Sunday. It then was tacked on and piled on by the Jacob Barnes pitching the bottom of the ninth. I don't know why.
I don't know how. Now, I go back to Council. Did he not see the previous game with Jacob Barnes?
25 pitches, was in all sorts of trouble. Didn't give up a run.
I don't care. He was not good at all. He comes back out there, and I'm sending Tim text after text. Tim doesn't reply to my text.
No, because I'm sitting there having beers and watching the game just escaping.
You better not have been. This was Sunday.
Oh, this was Sunday, yeah.
Not unless you want to tell us all something.
No,
were you sitting there
no.
drinking beers escaping?
Not here.
That's why he's so positive on the postgame show
not
every night.
Not here.
Okay, so I'm texting Tim on Sunday, right? I'm just fuming. Barnes comes in, I'm going, this
Barnes?
Is a horrible decision.
Yeah.
Boop, gone. But even though he gave up the home, I don't even care. Okay, that's a bad pitch. It wasn't like he gave up four hits in the inning and got waxed. He threw a bad pitch. Knievel could have thrown that pitch. Anybody could have thrown that pitch. But that's another example of Counsell, as you put it, in a funk.
He can slump too. I mean, a manager, a coach, a third base coach, all these guys, a front office guy, a general manager, they can all slump, man. They're not, none of these guys are perfect.
But do you know why I'm so mad? I told you all that, right?
And there's still more?
I said it last night on the air. Do you know what has me the most angry? Do you know why I hate this team? Because I wasn't supposed to be this invested this year.
Oh, that's right.
I wasn't supposed to be like this.
Now, that's a positive.
Okay? And I said, today on the Big Show, we said, how emotionally invested are you in this team right now? Last night was as hot as I was. I came in, and Mitch was like, dude, what's wrong with you? I said, dude, I am fuming mad. I was so hot. I'm still mad. But because at the beginning of the year, it was, now again, you and I disagree on what they were going to be at the beginning of the year, but beginning of the year, I thought, man, another rebuild year, fine. Did you hear Brian Kenny today come on from MLB Network on Bill Michaels?
No, but I heard him on his show talk about his appearance in Milwaukee.
Oh, uh-oh.
And I'll just explain after the break.
He said on Michaels' show that this is an overachieving team and that as far as them going to the playoffs, probably 2019 for the Brewers in the playoffs, maybe if things go right, 2018. But this is clearly an overachieving team, he said. So having said all of that, what happens is, and you get mad, is people try to, you know, not get all that attached. Because what happens is, if you think, and everybody's telling you the same thing of, this ain't going to last, you don't want to get all that attached. And you and I have had this conversation.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't know who's listening, who's not listening, whatever. I don't care who you are. You're a game and a half out at this point of August. I don't know how you're not in. If you're a Brewers fan of any sort, how are you not in right now? Because you want positives. Chase Anderson's coming back. You're getting a backup catcher back who can actually hit. That would be nice.
Davies is good. Nelson is good.
I'll give you another thing that made me mad last night. Susak.
Listen to me. We need to talk about him, too.
Okay. Well, I'll wait then.
All right. Because
I want to vent about him, too.
May have been the most positive thing I've heard all night. It was just a couple of minutes ago. I'll explain in just a bit here. It's the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers get beat down tonight, 11-4 the final. We'll be back here on The Fan.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score.
Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
All right, welcome back. Brewers lose 11-4. Their third straight loss here, and this thing getting interesting now. They got to pick themselves back up off the mat and get back into the win column here as they get swept in this little two-game set in Minnesota, but they come back to Miller Park for two more against these same Twins. And we'll check inside the box, brought to you by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. Brawny, one hit away from the cycle. Don't look now. He's hitting about 280. That's a positive.
That is a positive. I'd agree with you on that.
He's scorching hot right now.
Another positive, the Cubs are losing to the Giants 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. That's a positive, too.
That is a positive.
There were many positives in this baseball game. Ryan Braun, obviously, was one of them. Domingo Santana, 3-for-5 with a run scored in RBI. He's now at 280.
This offense is slowly starting to come around. I could tell even last night. You probably
13
made
13 hits. You got 4 runs.
I know that, but they're starting to get a few things to go their way. Last night, as a matter of fact, Travis Shaw with a broken bat RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now another run scored on an error on the same hit, but you're finally getting a break or two.
Two of three of Arcia's hits were like little, like drop them in from the heaven.
Everybody else gets them against the Brewers.
Well, I know,
so
I'm
finally
just saying, that goes to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I had a revelation tonight about Manny Pena. Is he Yachty? Is that who he is?
Like a cheaper version, yeah.
I mean, snap throws, good defensively, and can hit.
I think his arm is far better than his glove. I think the glove part needs a little work.
Maybe. Right.
But still not horrible.
But I mean, he.
Susak, on the other hand.
We'll get to it.
I like Andrew Susak.
I don't.
I really do. No. Just he's a nice kid and all that.
I don't
but
care.
But I'm sorry. It's really, there's not any catcher better than
but see,
Andrew Susak.
This is my thing with Susak.
I shouldn't have said that.
I don't care. This is the thing about Susak last game, okay? So, Hader's struggling. And I'm going, then I said, okay, if Penny was catching this game, how would it be different? Would he have his mitt up in the air, trying to get that high strike, somebody swinging a high fastball? Like how? Because Hayner would get to strike two and couldn't figure out how to punch him out.
Yep.
And I think there is something to a catcher setting up his pitcher and knowing his pitcher. Not that Susek doesn't. He knows Hayner to a certain degree, right? And he knows some of these other guys. But I just think at some point in that game, I think after that Hayner inning, I think I would have said, that's it. I'm done. Pena, you're going in to catch the rest of the game.
He's good.
And out you come, Susek.
He is really good. He has been a godsend. I'm telling you that right now. They'd have been in big trouble.
Garza, 3 1/3, 8 hits, runs, 8 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. He gave up 4 home runs, but don't worry, he wasn't the only one giving up home runs. Jeremy Jeffers, inning of 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, a strikeout. He gave up a homer. Your guy Torres, 1 inning scoreless with a hit.
Coming back. Yes.
I just keep thinking you're getting hit in the head. Hughes, 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, and a strikeout for Jared Hughes tonight. The Brewers, unfortunately, on the loss now. 59-56, now under 500 on the road. 28-29 as they lose 11-4. 11 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for the Twins, who had 4 errors last night, and you still lost to them. The Brewers, 4 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. Duffy on the win, 1-3. Garza on the loss, 5-6. Dylan G with his first save of the year.
All right, they're 59-56, 3 over .500. Let's see, who do Baby Towels... was at Target Field. Were you drinking?
A little bit, moderately. I just want to congratulate Stevie for jumping on the bandwagon and getting behind his favorite team.
No, but it's just like almost you're forced to, just about. Just because of the calendar. No, because of the calendar.
You have no choice to right now.
I know. It's August 9th to tomorrow. In. It's the 9th.
But what the problem is they're in a slippery slope territory right now, the Brewers.
They are.
I mean, five or six game losing streak, and this city is going to be like, see you next year, and it's going to be over that quick. I mean, they are in a slippery, slippery area right now. Now, this first exhibition game for the Packers against the Eagles Thursday night, and we'll have the Green and Gold postgame show on Thursday night, but that, no, none of the stars are going to play, so that really ain't going to matter.
Right.
But once you get to that third game, who knows, Rodgers played all this preseason, but these other guys actually going to play significant snaps, then it's going to start to pick up. And they have got to have it figured out and still be hanging around at that point. And I'll tell you something else that would help. If they made a move here in August to try and get some more help for this baseball team. I mean, the Mariners have already made a couple moves. Can the Brewers go out and get some more help this month?
How was Target Field?
It was beautiful. And, Stevie, I'm going to throw one name at you. Timmy and I talked about it a little bit over the weekend when we were fearing Domingo Santana was going to be out for a few multiple weeks. Jay Bruce is floating out there on the waiver wire. That would be a veteran bat that loves hitting at Miller Park.
For who?
That's the thing. We don't know.
Got nowhere to play him.
Minor league issue.
You got what?
I'm not a minor league player. Who cares?
No, man.
You move Santana to center.
Play? Oh, you're Santana's going to play in center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santana can move to center. He leads off, and then you bring in Bruce, and he fits right into the middle of the lineup.
Let me look at his contract. Yeah, I mean, that's fine with me. I'm fine with that. I think he's got a huge number, and I don't know how much longer.
The offense can't stay this cold for much longer.
Well, they haven't. They got like 4 runs back-to-back nines.
Well, that's true.
Bruce. Yeah, he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he'd be a rental.
30 years old.
$4.5 million the rest of the year.
Yeah, because he's owed 13 for the year total.
Sure.
I'll take Jay Bruce, absolutely. Yeah, I'll get on that bandwagon.
Continue the faith, and 5 of 6 would have been 1 if you get that win in Tampa Bay. Oh, how the tides turn so quickly.
Oh, man, did they turn. I mean, you haven't won since. You think about that. They would have been in first place Monday morning. Mm-hmm. If the bunt gets down, the run gets in, and Knebel gets the save.
Well, that's a lot of ifs.
But I'm just
with all due respect.
But that wasn't that. It's not like you're asking for a 6-run 9th.
No, you're right.
It's a bunt him over, get him in, get the save. You'd have been in first place. The Cubs lost that day. It was amazing. I hope that's not the turning point in this year.
I was just going to say we're going to look back, and that possibly could be one of those turning points. Boys, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Billy. Target Field.
We sit here and we talk about first place Brewers trying to beat the Cubs, and people like me and Brian Kenny and others talk about 2019, 2020 when the rest of this farm system gets up here or some of these guys get up here, and that's going to be the window. Do you know what's depressing? What's depressing is reading about how Chris Bryant and Bryce Harper grew up together in Vegas. What's depressing is seeing a tweet from them and their respective females.
Yeah.
And the end of the tweet says, back to back one day, or back something to, like that.
We did a show on that.
Then it's depressing to see the wives themselves tweet out something along the lines of, well, you know, Cub fans want it. Sounds good to us. And they have their own little thing.
If I'm the Nationals, we talked about it, but if I'm the Nationals teammates, I'm saying, dude.
You know he's gone.
Really?
They know he's gone. They all know he's gone. I'm telling you.
He's something else, though, man. He's one hell of a baseball player.
He ends up in Chicago, and Trout ends up with the Yankees. Watch. That's what
just
I think happens.
Just have them all go to the Cubs. And Trout goes to the Cubs. There's Bryant. All of them.
Trout, who I think is Mickey Mantle. He will be an absolute superstar in New York, and he's lost on the West Coast right now. And if Bryce Harper goes to the Cubs, you can just forget it for the Brewers.
Justin,
I mean, I don't know what you're going to do.
Justin, I know you got something positive, right?
Man, I had a lot of positive stuff, but, you know, yikes, Mudcats lost tonight, so kind of in a bad mood. And then,
we'll pick them back up tomorrow.
You watching this ass-whooping that the Twins gave to us, and I'm just – Sparky, like, let's hit somebody. We need a fight. Like, let's do something. These boys are celebrating in their dugout. What's the guy, the leadoff guy? I don't even know his name. We lost
Dozier.
A bunch of bums tonight. What's his name? What's his name, Timmy?
Dozier. Or what? Dozier.
Dozier. Yeah, Brian sucks. Dozier.
He sucks. Everybody sucks on the Twins roster. We lost to a bunch of bums. These boys couldn't beat Biloxi. And we lost to him two nights in a row. We let the ninth hitter hit two home runs on us. Like, who is this guy? Arenado. Let me get my Leroy and Gary voice. Arbibaju. Yeah, that boy.
We were warned on Sunday, Justin. I know you had listened to the show, but on Sunday, Bruce on the Northwest side, he had warned us. He said those Twins, they can hit. He said it.
They can hit if I'm their pitcher and I'm a softball pitcher. Like, come on, Garza. Don't stand up there and throw a fastball straight down the middle. Listen, after Garza gave up the grand slam, we need to hit somebody. We need to 82 style lay a message. You got that boy in the dugout on the other side. What's his name? Number four? I don't know his name. What's his name, Timmy?
Molitor.
I don't know his name. That guy, you said his name, hit somebody. He would hit somebody. If we were beating them 11-4 in their park, he'd hit us. We need to hit them. We need to do something.
Well, I'd prefer the offense to just start hitting the baseball. And, the pitching's going to come down a little bit. I expect that. I mean, this starting rotation, Justin, you know this, they've been outstanding here for weeks and weeks. They're going to come down, but at the same time, the offense needs to come up, and then the timing's good.
Sparky needs to go give him a pep talk in the dugout. Sparky needs to go. Like, we need someone to change the whole mindset. Because Craig Counsell, God bless your heart, you're from Whitefish Bay, bro. We got Milwaukee on our shirt.
He had his meeting in Pittsburgh.
That meeting is worth a bunch of – I can't say that on the air – That meeting is worth a bunch of.
All right. Well, so much for my positive program tonight.
We need Milwaukee boys to go and give them we need a kickstart, man. We need a kickstart. We need someone to whoop Manny Pena's butt in a dugout.
A no-hitter.
We don't have that. We're getting whooped by bums. The Twins are bums.
All right.
And if we don't beat them two games in a row, Timmy, I'm telling you right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling in. I'm so flipping mad.
Don't do it. You were just about to say if they lose the next two games, you are done.
Well, don't worry. There's a guy on Twitter that said that he's a week away from the done club.
No. No done club. We're not losing. We're 30-20, Timmy. 30-20. Those are two of our 10.
Ooh, boy, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, you got to do some damage. All right, Justin, thanks. 799-1250.
This has happened before, but every time it happens in Major League Baseball, I always can't imagine being the player involved in this deal. See that right-hander and reliever, Ernesto Freire, who's been around for a while?
Okay.
Was sold by the Texas Rangers today?
Sold him.
To the Mariners?
All right.
For a dollar.
I don't get it.
He was in AAA, had a 1.42 ERA, was 0-1 in 7 relief outings since July 7th.
It's been done before, but
the Mariners got him for a dollar and then put him in AAA.
It's like when grandma gives you your car, her car, and so to make it, I guess you got to sell it for a dollar or something. So it's the license or the title transfers over or something stupid. Maybe that's one of those deals.
Could you imagine being a Major League Baseball player and finding out you were traded for a dollar?
Buck.
I wouldn't even tell anybody. But it's going to get out, obviously. But
just say there's a player to be named later, Cash.
So
just say Cash.
Cash, right.
Just say Cash. You don't need to say how much.
Fuck.
Trying to stay positive here, and it's not working very well, my plan.
Well, that's because I'm here.
799-1250. No, but we're going to – have you talked to your coworkers about your little August 9th deal here? August 8th, and Brewers are in this thing?
I said it. We did it today on the Big Show about being emotionally invested. And I said at this point, I'm sorry, if you're a Brewers fan of any kind, you have to be invested at this point. I don't care if you believe in them or not. It's the beginning of August. Time's running out. They are legitimately in this thing.
They're in this thing.
I mean,
crying out loud.
In April, people said, well, they're there Memorial Day, I'll believe. Then they're there Memorial Day. If they're there by the middle of June, okay. All-Star break. Here we are. Trade deadline. Still hanging around. Talk to me in September. I mean, literally, it's just everybody just keeps pushing back their time throughout the course of the year because everybody, like you get mad about, is always fearing that they're about to get their heart broken.
That's okay, though. I mean, man, that's okay. Just come on. Come on, it's going to be August 9th, Anthony Mandela, and I know we have to break, but it's going to be August 9th, and at worst, this team is in a pennant race at 2.5 out. Now, that's a different debate, I get it, but 2.5 games out of first place, at worst.
It's not going to be that. Their Giants scored again. It's 5-2, top of 8 over the Cubs.
Just every game. We're in the 40s.
Now, what I disagree
on. We're in the 40s.
What I disagree on with you and Rami is this whole, I'm supposed to enjoy losing in a pennant race. There's nothing fun about losing in a pennant race. You know what's fun? Being up 8 games in August and knowing it's over. That's fun.
It's a tough
fun
one to explain.
Is watching a playoff series in October. That's fun to me. This crap, this is stressful. This is not fun.
Okay. It's a tough one to explain. I don't know how Rami explains it. Maybe one day we'll have to both kind of hook up and get a streamlined approach on that thing.
Then he said to me and Brewers fans, well, you know, you guys haven't been in this situation a lot. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? It's now you're just talking down to us because only have 4 playoff appearances. Well, it wasn't personal, Sparky. I wasn't trying to get you mad. I'm just saying that's what it is. And I'm, oh, my God.
799-1250. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. After an 11-4 loss, there are some positives. More next here on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan Baseball Postgame Show. Presented by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Want $20 Chili's cash? Be listening to Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 8:35. And know the Chili's MVB to win. Chili's. Chillin' since 75. And here's Tim with today's Chili's MVB.
All right, welcome back. It is a Brewers 11-4 loss, their third straight. Now, there are some reasons to be positive here, okay? We've come up with Chase Anderson. The offense slowly starting to you can just tell. You can tell. Number of hits are coming up. The style of hits are a little bit, you know, maybe they're having a few breaks here and there.
They could really use Braun and Broxton both to get going at the same time.
Well, looks like Santana's going to settle in at that leadoff spot the way it looks. We'll see. We will see about it. Garza, now tomorrow night or maybe tomorrow afternoon on the Big Show, I mean, at some point, we're going to have to talk about who comes out of that rotation. My guess is it's going to be Suter.
It should be.
And I don't know about that.
I do. Yeah.
But that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'm fine with it being Suter. I have no issues with it whatsoever. I know one thing. Woodruff isn't coming out of the rotation. Woodruff stays.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. All right, Chili's MVB tomorrow morning, Chuck and Bart. They will ask you who he was. And the first person to correctly identify the player's name we give you right now gets free food from Chili's. Santana?
It's Braun. Who's a homer shy of the cycle? It's got to be Braun.
Single, double, triple. Ryan Braun is your Chili's MVB. Let's go to Justin in Chicago. Justin, you're on the Fan. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, sitting here on hold, I'm thinking, like, you know, I wanted to bring up a couple things in the box score. You got three guys with three hits tonight. We haven't, the last time we've seen that.
That's true.
But then I'm like, listen to these guys calling. Listen to the Brewers fans. Listen to Sparky. This has got to be one of the most emotionally invested seasons this franchise is ever going to have from its fan base.
It's been awesome, Justin. And if you've been following along at home, which it sounds like you have, I said it a month ago, I've never seen a Brewers fan base this divided ever in my life. Out of all the issues, out of every season, certainly the last 12 that we've been doing this, have you ever seen it this way, Stevie? So divided.
No, but this is that magic lightning in a bottle year that you've wanted since I've known you.
This is it.
Forever. And now you have it, but what you never thought would happen is the fan base would be divided over it.
No.
And that's what's happened.
That's exactly it. Go ahead, Justin.
And I think that's part of the reason why, because you got the magic in the bottle. You got this unexpected season that's really got people on board with this team. You know, the team itself, they're young, they're having fun, everything from running the gauntlet after they hit a home run to just the way they carry themselves on the field. I mean, it's just been kind of insane listening to everybody call and you guys. You know, normally I can get a little upset after a game, listen to the show. Tim is kind of like the Morgan Freeman for Brewers fans. He just has that voice, calms us down. It's like, okay, the next day we're going to win. But now you got Sparky on here for like two nights, and it's just doing the complete opposite for me. I don't know. I'm going to have to like stay up for another hour.
That's why I'm only on a couple nights a week, man. I'm not trying to kill the show.
No, we'll figure it out. But Justin, thanks for the call, man. And he's right in that.
Look, I came. Now he's up for another hour. See, I screwed it all up.
No,
he should be in bed going to sleep.
He'll process.
He's going to be tired tomorrow because I got him all jacked up.
He'll process these things, but it has been one hell of a season so far, and it's just getting good. Buckle in, just Craig, stop it.
Your guy.
Go with your gut, please. Okay, I totally trust your gut. Do you trust his gut?
I don't know if he has a gut anymore.
It's all just a number.
I think
just
so.
Just numbers.
I think that's where we're at.
And I'm not ripping on Stearns. And I think
the Jeremy Jeffers thing yesterday. One hitter. He popped the guy up. Out he comes for another righty. Why?
You just had a short start. You just had a short start. So when a guy gets an out, maybe just have him get a few more. I don't know. Let's squeeze in one more before we got a break here. Let's
go to John. Council is Tim's guy. So if Tim is getting perturbed by Council.
I just asked on Sunday. I just simply asked the question. I didn't even give my answer quite yet. Did Stearns and him have a come to Jesus speech and a connection on how we're going to handle this?
Oh, I think that
sabermetrics thing.
I think that was when he was hired, they sat down and discussed.
That's what I'm saying.
Not just now. I think that was before.
That's what I'm saying. John in Oak Creek, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, Tim and Sparky, good to have part of the Big Show added to your program tonight.
Sure. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know, it was just one of those games. It was just, I was watching the game, and I was at the sports bar, and then in the fourth inning, and the Brewers were up 4-3, and the next thing we know, I took a look around, and they're the grandson by the Twins, and like, oh my gosh. But it's just one of those things. I think the Brewers, you know, what are a game and a half behind?
Game and a half.
Yeah, if the Cubs go on to lose, it'll stay at a game and a half.
Right. So you know what, that's fine. I mean, we can win the next two games, and I don't understand how people can be like in the dung club. It's like you're far from that. That's just for people that like they're quitters. It's just like, why wait until a year from now to see what they can do when you're only a game and a half behind? So I think the Brewers are going to be all right. Like you said, the pitching was good other than tonight.
Yep, and but, in these types of games, John, I got a scoop, but thanks for the call. These types of games, I can handle these games here. That Sunday game, that game last night, those are tough pills to swallow. Good gosh, right in the middle of a pennant race like this.
We got to get to a sports flash. I said this on the Big Show earlier today. Tell me if you agree with me. When you have a team that's clearly not the more talented team, you're not the Nationals, you're not the Dodgers, you're not the Cubs, okay?
Yep.
Well, but your team is playing at that level or trying to play at that level and has all this time. The magnifying glass gets much larger on you in your community over every little thing you do as a manager.
For sure.
Different than in L.A. for the Dodgers, D.C. for the Nationals, and Madden is Madden. He's got a ring. Nobody's questioning Madden.
All sorts of wiggle room with
those
teams.
But when you're in a small market, or whatever you want to call this market, middle-sized market, whatever it is, and you're doing something unexpected, and now the fans have their hopes up, now they're going to be real super critical over every time you do something that they don't like. Got a free pass for the first 3 months of the season, 3.5 months of the season, nobody was paying attention to him.
I was.
But I'm just saying, the rest of everybody else won. So now everybody's getting on him a little bit here, and he's going to have to defend. And again, Rami said, well, he's got to be top three manager of the year. I said, only if they win the division.
If they get in the playoffs.
If they don't win the division, yes. He's not going
to
be.
If they get in the playoffs, for sure. The other thing, just to think about during the break here, guys, is that, yeah, okay, maybe they're a little ahead of their own internal timeline, the organization as a whole, but let's not underestimate a playoff appearance and what that does to the psyche of an organization, a foundation of players, even in the minors, even these guys that look up to the big league club and say, man, they hit the pay window already. I want up there. I want a piece of this. Let's not underestimate the string of playoff appearances. That's what he wants. That's what Stearns wants, right? He wants multiple playoff appearances, sustainable playoff appearances.
Just go to a flash. I don't want to get into this with you.
Well, that's what he wants, though.
Yes, he does. Yes, I agree.
And why would you start that this year?
Because you have to believe it's sustainable. I don't think he thinks
necessarily. Wouldn't this propel next year in a much better light?
My fear is, I told you this before, is like the Bucks, where they surprise everybody, they beat
Take
the Bulls
the
without
back.
Jabari, and then they fall back. And I think that might be the fear there now of, we're probably not going to be this good next year. We're going to take a step back. And then what? Then the whole fan base is going to be like, what happened? You were just in the playoffs last year.
Right.
What the heck happened? Fire Council. He's an idiot. What happened? So I think they're being kind of conservative as far as, you know, how they approach the success that they've had this year. And you can see that as far as what they did or didn't do at the deadline.
Anthony Mandela has a sports flash, and we'll come back. It is the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers fall in Minnesota 11-4. They get the beat down.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the only station Brewers fans need, before and after the game.
105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, a game like this, it doesn't really hinge on one call or one at-bat. I mean, this was sort of, Anthony, you put it right during the break, sort of a team loss, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. But let's see what Craig Council had to say, as heard on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
I thought the first, three innings, I thought he pitched fine. I mean, we didn't complete a double play ball, and that led to one of the runs, certainly. So I thought the first three innings, he pitched well. The two hits in the first inning were just kind of seeing-eye singles. You know, really, to me, I mean, after the Rosario home run, he just the walks to Castro and Polanco was what was the puzzling thing to me. You know, he just felt like he lost a little bit of feel of the strike zone. Starting with the 8 and 9 hitters, and then obviously the big pitch to Dozier did a lot of damage. So it happened fast, you know. And it was, you know, that we're at 4-3 lead even after Rosario's home run, and certainly a chance to still keep the game together. His pitch count was in really good shape, and really after Rosario home run, he struggled.
What kind of momentum swing is that when you guys, you know, have that nice inning in the fourth to take the lead, and then things kind of get away from you in a hurry like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, a 6-run inning is always going to be really tough to come back from, so. We swung the bats better tonight, I think. I think it was a good night swinging the bats, but, the big inning hurt us, and obviously a grand slam is going to kill you.
I think that was the first pitch. You think that though Matt was struggling, they just figured now he's got to throw strikes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a quality fastball is Matt lives with quality fastballs, and he's, he can do that when a hitter knows it's coming. He can throw a ball, you know, in or away, up and in or away, and get a double play ball. I mean, with double play ball, you're out of the inning there, and it's a 4-3 game. So, you know, he was one pitch away still from getting out of that inning, but obviously Dozier took advantage of something over the middle of the plate.
With the length that you got from J.J. and Jared, were you in good shape for your bullpen?
Yeah, we're all right. I mean, and J.J., you know, you know, he threw a bunch of pitchers tonight, so obviously he'll be down tomorrow. But you know, Carlos got out of that inning really fast, so he'll be good tomorrow. And Jared did a really nice job being efficient over two innings. So we're in decent shape, actually, considering you know, considering the short start.
During the struggle to score runs, your starting pitching has been really good. Just one of those nights where,
yeah, I mean,
you haven't had many like this.
Or. No, it's just it just wasn't a good night for Matt. And like you said, I mean, I think he's been pitching, he's been in a pretty good groove for a while now, and done a really nice job, and been very consistent with quality starts and giving us a chance to win. So tonight wasn't his night.
Some roach kind of flipped on you, didn't it? 2-0 start and then 3.
Yeah, it was. You know, 3 losses to end it, 2 tough games kind of in the middle that could have gone either way. But look, man, we're still, you know, we got to look. You know, it's a time for us to say, hey, you know, a couple good days, and we're sitting in a really nice spot, and we're sitting in a good spot right now. So we got to, you know, it doesn't feel good losing the last 3, but you know, we still have opportunity in front of us.
Where did things go right, or well, not so much? Where did this game turn? Time for today's turning point of the game. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
All right, turning point in this ball game. It's unfortunate. 3 straight losses. The last 2 losses, you've had a 4-3 lead in, well, and again, this isn't the 7th or 8th inning. You've had a 4-3 lead in each of these 2 games in the 4th inning. So, I mean, it's tough. And you just heard Craig Counsell say you got an opportunity tomorrow. They know they're in this thing. Ah, good gosh, they know they're in this thing. Turning point in this ball game was the 4th inning. I don't want to pin this all on Matt Garza had a bad night. All right?
Period.
Okay, then that's what it comes down to. But Jonathan Villar trying to turn a double play just rears his ugly head these days, doesn't he?
Sure does.
You should be out of that inning right there, and it changes the lineup, and the lineup turns over a little bit quicker, and you go on from there. So a turning point is going to be that grand slam, however, given up by Garza. Gave up a base hit and a couple of walks prior to that grand slam, and then they go back-to-back, and there is your 11-4 final. Turning point brought to you by Edible Arrangements Bayshore. Check them out at 414-988-9423. That's 414-988-9423. Looking for a different and unique gift idea? The ones that are hands-off, the ones that are just a phone call away, they just get delivered. That's the one. All right, 414-988-9423. We'll take a break, go inside the clubhouse, get a couple of comments from what went on after an 11-4 loss here. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for info. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
You know, we could go inside the clubhouse and just hear the same old from Matt Garza. When he has an off game, he always says the same things, and I can appreciate that. There's one of 3 things, if not all 3, that he says, okay?
What's that?
He'll say, I just sucked tonight.
Which is true.
Okay. He says, we just got to keep grinding.
It's true.
You've heard him say that a million times. Or number 3, stick to the process. We just got to stick to the process here and keep grinding.
All works.
All right. Instead of that, let's go. Let me just play you back the final couple of seconds of Craig Counsell inside the clubhouse here, because I think it's appropriate to where the Brewers are at. Check it out.
Look, man, we're still, you know, we got to look. You know, it's a time for us to say, hey, you know, a couple good days, and we're sitting in a really nice spot, and we're sitting in a good spot right now. So we got to. You know, it doesn't feel good losing the last 3, but, you know, we still have opportunity in front of us.
I think he was about to say it's go time. It's time to get going here. But he just caught it. Play the beginning of that part right there. Just the beginning of it.
Look, man, we're still, you know, we got to look. You know, it's a time for us to say, hey, you know, a couple of good days.
And he was almost right there. It's time for us to say, hey, let's.
Right. Mm. But he stopped.
He did. He stopped. I never want to speak in multiples, in my opinion. Just tomorrow's game. Just let's go 7-10. They really need a win. Get back up off the mat.
The Giants now up 6-3 top of 9.
There we go. So Cubs down to
batting,
their
final three.
See, and this is the thing. And again, we've been up and down this flagpole before, but it's, I think it's worth mentioning again. Every time the Brewers win or the Cubs lose is another day that this thing goes by that you're in this thing. I really could care less if you're hanging on by your fingernails. It doesn't matter to me. Just the fact that they're in it. So anytime the Cubs lose or the Brewers win, it's just another day of fun. You get another full day of summer fun here. Now, don't look now, Stevie, but the Cardinals,
yep,
they ain't gone yet.
Nope.
And they've got some head-to-heads coming up with both of these teams, both the Cubs and the Brewers.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to count out that wild card situation.
Still on that,
are you? No, but because it was
At least now you're in second place, so it makes more sense.
It was in play. It was out of play for quite some time. And I thought, you know, let's not give up on that. One of those teams could just let up a little bit and the Brewers get hot, which happened. And all of a sudden they found themselves right there in the wild card mix. Then it slipped away a little bit on them. Now as the Rockies and Diamondbacks go back and forth, because I don't think anyone is ever going to catch the Dodgers. See what they are. 44-7 in their last 51 games.
If they don't go to the World Series in the NL, people are going to lose their minds. And the Nationals are going to give them a fight. But
so will the Cubs or the Brewers. Whoever makes it in the Central. Heck, it could be the wild card team. The wild card of Rockies or Diamondbacks or Brewers. 70, or
they have 79 wins.
I know.
They're going to top 100.
There's been they're clearly probably on pace to win like 115.
Yeah. Their plus minus run differential. The Brewers are plus 20 after tonight and lost three games in a row. The Cubs are plus 41. The Cardinals are plus 49. To give you an idea.
Since the All-Star break, the Brewers gave all that back.
No, this is just in general. They're at plus 20 as of today, right now.
Yeah, I know
okay,
that.
Okay. What do you think the plus minus differential is for the Dodgers? Plus 49 for the Cardinals, plus 41 for the
80.
Cubs. Plus 109 for the Nationals. Plus 117 for the Diamondbacks.
117.
For the Diamondbacks.
Wow. That's
the Dodgers are plus 201.
They're outscoring their opponent almost by two runs every game.
Yeah, 572 runs scored to 371 allowed.
All right, well, they've got punched their ticket to the playoffs,
they've
I would think.
They've allowed the fewest runs given up in the NL by almost 100.
All right, there'll be better days.
70-some runs to the D-backs.
Brewers are back at home tomorrow to face the Twins. Brandon Woodruff, Bartolo Colon in his 7.32 earned run average on the hill. He did pitch a complete game his last time out.
Ever discount Bartolo.
I know that. So it's Brandon Woodruff. Can he follow up that 6 1/3 scoreless outing that he had in his first appearance in the big leagues? We'll find out. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show. Built by Ozinga gets underway at 6. That's with Rami. I'm sorry, that's with me.
That's
I'm in
you.
For Rami on Wednesday. And then after the last pitch, you make the switch right here to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. As baseball heats up, football heating up, let's not forget about the Admirals and the Bucks. But the Admirals, they're
the
going to be.
Bucks. They play this year? When
yeah.
do you think the NBA will send the schedule out? The day before opening night?
Yeah, it's still not out?
No! No!
But the Admirals schedule is.
No clue. Right! And so that's all. Well,
get your tickets now.
The Admirals, I mean, I won't get into this.
MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Check out all the details. All right, for Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Anthony Mandela, and Chris behind the glass, my name is Tim Allen. Once again, the final Brewers fall to the Twins. There'll be better days, and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.